This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Remember that nothing worth doing is ever easy. You'll have bad moments. You gotta love what you're doing. And if you don't, just do something else. Keep standing up always for your values. Keep loving your country. And one of the most important things, never, ever quit. Never quit. Then ask yourself, what imprint will you leave in the sands of history? What will future Americans say we did in our brief time right here on Earth? Did we take risks? Did we dare to defy expectations? Did we challenge accepted wisdom and take on established systems? In my short time in Washington, I've seen firsthand how the system is broken. A small group of failed voices who think they know everything and understand everyone want to tell everybody else how to live and what to do and how to think. But you aren't going to let other people tell you what you believe, especially when you know that you're right. I know that each of you will be a warrior for the truth, will be a warrior for our country and for your family. I know that each of you will do what is right, not what is the easy way, and that you will be true to yourself and your country and your beliefs. Remember this, nothing worth doing ever came easy. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack courage or the guts or the stamina to take it and to do it. It's called the road less traveled.
Man, they have been dropping some raw power on Trump's X account today. That was fantastic. Did you hear what he said in that ad, by the way? I almost want to go back and hear it again. Said something about how we can't let people that want to control what you eat, how you travel, what you think, get in control of our government. Wow. That was my opening monologue today. How about that? More of that. And look, I'm already past the whole Olympics lacking ads. And upon further research, it appears that they were running some more targeted ads during the Olympics in a select areas and a couple states. They didn't run any in Texas, and I guess that's fine. Maybe they figure they got Texas wrapped up. I wouldn't be so sure, but okay. It's a strategy decision. But okay, you let the Olympics go, and then you pump the gas right ahead of the DNC. And then I'd probably even maybe let go of the gas, let the DNC take its course, and then right after pump it again all the way till the election. But see, that's the kind of stuff that's the kind of stuff that resonates. And even the messaging in it to the people that might be doubters or have those negative propaganda thoughts in their head about Trump, it even kind of addresses that, too. I think that was about a 2-minute or so ad. These things need to be running on TV, though. They have to be running on TV. It can't just be on social media. He's one social media. He's got to hit that TV audience.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
So you want to see the real Kamala Harris that they made sure never showed up again on this campaign? When she was disrupted by the anti-Israel protesters last week, it went like this.
You know what? If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
There's the real Kamala. Cold-hearted, stone, B-I-itch. Control freak, B-I-itch. That's the real Kamala. But, of course, that's a bad look. Yeah, most men have an idea of that look, if you will. Nothing against women. We love women here. But men, I think we know. That's the real Kamala, though. That was the first time the real Kamala ever showed her face on this campaign or since she's been vice president. That right there is the real Kamala Harris. Cunning, stone cold, power hungry, devious. You disrupt her, you'll be put in your place because she's in charge. So, that was the first time Kamala has shown her true color. So they said, hey, Kamala, nobody likes you. But the fake you, maybe we can sell. So here's what you're going to do next time there's a anti-Israel disruption. Here's your note card. We're going to put it on the podium. So next time, just try to control your blood pressure, not go full-blown Kamala B.I.H., and just read off this and try to remain calm, okay? Because the real you is just nasty. So that's what they did. That's what they did. By the way, you know, They're selling her as black, and yet she gets whiter every day, and now she's dyeing her hair blonde. You guys notice that? What's up with that? So they're selling her as black, but the makeup they put on her is making her more white, and now she's dyed her hair blonde. Interesting. Bold strategy, Cotton. See how it works out for her. So that's the real Kamala when it comes to attitude. But here's the real Kamala when it comes to floosiness, or I don't know if that's the right word, but let's say dim-wittedness, perhaps. Clip 36.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
And I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
The Caribbean nations. island nations. In the Western Hemisphere, that is where the Caribbean is, we are also in the Western Hemisphere. They are our neighbors. I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank. I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
Space is exciting.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down. We will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should. Yes. I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. It's really difficult to drink out of a paper straw when you had, if you're just, like, if you don't gulp it down immediately, it starts to bend.
And what about the cup? Is the cup paper, too?
And then, you know, the little thing catches it, and then, you know, so we got to kind of perfect that one a little bit more.
Do you know, okay, a bit of a history lesson. Do you know that women were not, the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022?
So the United States.
Wrong.
Shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea.
AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence.
Jeez. Oh, man. If we had a educated and informed population, then this wouldn't even be a race. But we have a relatively dumb and uninformed population that votes Democrat because they vote with emotion and their identity politics. So this is where we are. They're lying about Trump again, by the way. It's already been disproven. Even the liberal fact checkers admit it. Kamala campaign pushes confirmed hoax that Trump called neo-Nazis very fine people. Again, even Snopes, ladies and gentlemen. No friend of Donald Trump or conservatism. Even Snopes said that is not true. But the Democrat campaign is still pushing it as true because, oh, they want you to go. And when you're, it's just, it's how many people can we hit with this propaganda? If you don't see anything, or if you see one thing, if you see one thing about Donald Trump or one thing about the 2024 election, they want it to be Trump Nazi. So you're going to the voter booth. You're not thinking about policy or the economy or border security or education or anything. You're thinking about, ooh, Trump Nazi. I don't even know who the other person is, but I know Trump's a Nazi. That's the purpose of this. And Joe Biden did it himself again in his sit-down interview with CBS, just riddled with lies from Joe Biden. I mean, listen to this absolute garbage. It's just, you can't even believe it, except here it is, clip 26.
I had not planned on running after he died. And then Charlottesville happened.
In 2017, white supremacist demonstrations in Charlottesville, Virginia, turned deadly when, on August 12th, Heather Heyer, a civil rights activist, was murdered in what the Justice Department called a hate-inspired act of domestic terrorism. Biden has long traced his decision to run in 2020 to that moment.
It really is the beginning of your journey to the presidency. As you look at American democracy 7 years later, how do you see it?
When I spoke to the mom who lost her daughter, it's a consequence of those neo-Nazis and white supremacists come out of fields in America with torches.
Why is he out of breath?
Carrying Nazi banners, singing the same sick anti-Semitic bile that was sung in Germany in the 30s. And when her daughter was killed, they press went to the then President Trump and said, what do you think? He said, they're very fine people on both sides. And I knew then, I knew I had to do something. And that's when I decided to run. Because democracy is literally at stake. And, you know, you...
Literally at stake. How many votes did Kamala get? Now, folks, everything he just said there is a blatant lie or misrepresentation. The whole event with the tiki torches had nothing to do with the event when Heather Heyer died. It was a completely separate event. It wasn't even the same day. Okay, so that's a complete misrepresentation. Secondly, and you know, I actually got a lot of pushback from this at the time, and some of the crew was probably with me back then, but I got a lot of pushback from other members in the conservative media at the time who have since actually apologized. And I'm not saying that, what was the guy's name? I think James something. I forget the guy's name who was driving the car when he was found guilty. But even before that, and this isn't to stand up for that individual at all, but they blatantly lied about the actions on that day that led to Heather Heyer's death. So no, I don't support the guy that rammed his car into the people, but let's be perfectly honest about what happened. And again, people actually that were critical of me of reporting this at the time ended up apologizing. If he wanted to actually use his car to kill a bunch of people that day, then he would have done it. He would have done that. Now, he made a stupid decision because he's probably a stupid person. James Fields made a dumb decision. He's probably a dumb person. Obviously has mental disorders. And he was an idiot. And he drove his car into a packed street with a bunch of rabid liberals who then started beating on his vehicle with all sorts of weapons and sticks and poles and all kinds of crap. And he freaked out, pumped his gas, ran over a bunch of people, and killed a woman who probably already had heart disease because she was obese. And she died. And so, that's not to defend James Fields' actions that day. His actions were that of the dumbest person you've ever met, and yes, criminal. But to say it was a premeditated murder is just a blatant lie and a blatant miscarriage of justice. If he wanted to go in there and kill people, he would have lined up his car, pumped the pedal to the metal, and tried to do as much damage as possible. He was trying to get out of the crowd of radical leftists that were beating his car with baseball bats and made a dumbass decision. And yes, probably I would say the right charge should have been manslaughter, maybe involuntary manslaughter, maybe just manslaughter, whatever. But say, oh, he wanted to go there and kill people. So they're saying that's what got Joe Biden to run. All of it a lie. And then the Very Fine People hoax, another lie. The whole thing was a lie. But see, what happens then, and see, it just shows, like, the propaganda even works on me, folks. I'm human just like you. The propaganda even works on me. What was the guy's name who it was? Did he go to a pro-life march or was it a Christmas parade? I believe it was a Christmas parade. And he actually did try to kill people. And he took a truck and drove it through a Christmas parade to try to kill people. And the liberal media defended him. Defended him. Nobody was attacking his car. He was not provoked. He lined up his vehicle onto a Christmas parade, put the pedal to the metal, and ran over women and children. And he was defended by the media. Do I remember his name? Do I remember all the intimate details of that day? No. Because that was premeditated. That was racial and political. But see, the media protects him. The justice system protects him. And we've already forgotten his name
and forgotten the story. That's how the propaganda media works. That's how the Democrat Party propaganda works. Oh, and they're just worshiping Kamala. Did you see this new Time magazine cover? Her moment. Look at this. Look at that. I mean, you want to talk about propaganda. My God. And, you know, here's where it's at right now. We are truly in the same battle as 2016. And we are up against the entire corrupt establishment. We are up against the entire corporate media propaganda machine. We are up against the entire Democrat Party propaganda machine, Hollywood, everything, you name it. We are up against the same people we were in 2016, the same levels of propaganda, and we won in 2016. I believe we can do it again, but that's what we're up against, folks. Now, we've got reinforcements on our side. We've got people activated on our side that weren't with us in 2016. They're going to have a major impact. We've also got people that the deep state has punished and taken out of the playing field. For example, right here at InfoWars, banned off YouTube. Myself, right here, banned from traveling. Can't go out to these events, expose the liberal morons. So the players and the personnel are different, but it's the same battle. It's the same political fight as 2016. We won last time. I believe we can do it again. But, man, we gotta start taking action, folks. I'm telling you, this next 85 days is going to fly by. And I see all these people complaining about the Trump campaign. And that's fine. There's some legitimate complaints there. I'm fine with constructive criticism. But let me ask you this. How many people that are complaining about the Trump campaign and are going to wage war on the Trump campaign, how many of them are going door-to-door and registering voters? How many of them are going door-to-door and working to help get Trump elected? How many? How many of them are setting up voter registration booths or political activism booths at grocery stores or gas stations or going door-to-door campaigning? Now, here's more proof of what the left has in store for us. A speaker at the Kamala Harris rally in Phoenix. By the way, they lied about that rally turnout. I'll have that in a second. But look, see if you pick up on this, what a teacher says in clip 31.
I'm also a mother of three beautiful adult children, and they are all teachers like me. Growing up, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher because I saw education for what it really was, the greatest instrument of social justice in this country.
Did you hear that? That was in Las Vegas, by the way. Excuse me, not Phoenix. I want to get that quote exactly correct here. And the Trump campaign needs to clip that out and turn it into a television ad. I saw what the education system's greatest use was, a tool for social justice. Do I need to translate that for you? We liberal Democrats are going to use the education system to indoctrinate your children. We, the liberal Democrats, are going to weaponize the education system against you on your children. Play it again. Play. This is, folks, you need to listen to them when they're honest. This teacher admits the entire thing. So it's like a conservative will come out, or Trump will come out, somebody will come out, a Republican will come out and say, hey, you know, the Democrats weaponized the education department against your children. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's not what's happening. And then the opening speaker at the Kamala Harris rally, hey, we're going to weaponize the education system against your children. They don't hide it. Play it again.
I'm also a mother of three beautiful adult children, and they are all teachers like me.
Beautiful like you, too?
Growing up, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher because I saw education for what it really was, the greatest instrument of social justice in this country.
I saw education for what it really was.
The greatest instrument of social justice in this country.
The greatest instrument of social justice in this country. Yeah, yeah, can we just, I mean, that is a record skip. That's a record skip.
The greatest instrument of social justice in this country. The greatest instrument of social justice in this country.
Yeah, yeah, record scratch. What?
The greatest instrument of social justice in this country. Social justice in this country.
All right, all right, all right.
Justice in this country.
I saw the education system for what it was, the greatest instrument of social justice in this country. I saw the education system for what it was, the greatest instrument for social justice in this country. And of course, we all know what the social justice is a buzzword for. We all know what social justice really means and stands for. They don't even hide it, folks. They're using the education system to indoctrinate your children. And so if you want to know why Democrat cities have the lowest education standards and the lowest IQs and the lowest graduation rates and the lowest mathematics, science comprehension rates, it's because liberals run the system. She just said it right there. What's the most important part about education? I don't know. Education? History, math, science, physics, chemistry? World religion? Language? Arts? Communication? No. Indoctrination. Quote unquote, social justice. I mean, that is unreal. And they just say it. The greatest instrument of social justice. They don't give a damn if your child leaves school unable to read. They don't give a damn if your child leaves school unable to write. They don't give a damn if your child leaves school without a basic understanding of history or the Constitution. They don't give a damn if your child leaves school without basic comprehensive skills or biology or science or chemistry or physics. They don't give a damn as long as they leave that school a social justice warrior liberal that's going to vote Democrat the rest of their lives. They don't give a damn. So yeah, if I was the Trump team, I would take that clip and I would make sure every middle American home that sends their kids to school every day sees it. I'd make sure every major metropolitan home that sends their children to school every day sees it. Because they actually got it worse, folks. Let me tell you. Some of these black families that have active mothers and fathers that actually care about the education, they see one video like that and they'll say, oh, it's liberals that have destroyed these schools? Oh, I see. We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, it seems Donald Trump knew all along that they would replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. You remember this ad from Halloween 2020? Check this out, a little flashback, clip 30.
Trick or treat!
What do we have here?
Spooky, 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 creepy. Creepy Uncle Joe.
Oh, it's funny. It's Joe.
Come on, man. Candy's for the kids.
Well, maybe he forgot.
Wait a minute. You look familiar. Who are you?
Know who you're voting for.
Are we going to let her get away with this?
She took everything.
Hits differently now, doesn't it? 4 years later. That's it. Trump's a time traveler. It's done. There's your proof. It's over. How did he know it? Well, I guess really it was that obvious. Joe wasn't running anything. We do have more from his CBS interview, however, I just, you know, look, I don't mind policy disagreements and debates. I don't mind, in good faith, politics when people are disagreeing. It's just outright propaganda and lies that are driving me crazy. And I just want to live in an America, a world, but let's just deal with America. I just want to live in an America, maybe I'm crazy, but can we live in an America that has an honest media and maybe just some honest politicians at all? Is it possible? Like, can I just live to see that someday in my life? And that's the messaging. You know, that's the messaging. And it's actually, anybody that's being honest, even a liberal, I mean, maybe not these days because they know they're going to get caught in between, but everybody knows the government's corrupt. Everybody knows our politicians are corrupt. Everybody knows it. Duh. So it's like, why? We just all know it, and they just destroy everything and lie to us all the time and destroy our country and sell us out. And then it's just, oh, they just keep doing it over and over, and we keep voting for the same people over and over. And then we finally get some change. And then Trump becomes public enemy number one of the same corrupt politicians. And then they just fall for it. But they'll admit they know the government's corrupt. They know politicians are corrupt. But then they all hate Donald Trump. But this is exactly what I'm talking about. Listen to this absolute garbage from Joe Biden in clip 25.
Think of this. Every other time the Ku Klux Klan has been involved, they wore hoods so they're not identified. Under his presidency, they came out of those woods with no hoods, knowing they had an ally. That's how I read it. They knew they had an ally in the White House. And he stepped up for them.
What the hell are you talking about, you scumbag? The Ku Klux Klan? This guy's invoking the Ku Klux Klan in association with Donald Trump. Again, why do they do this? Because they know the average person that might vote Democrat or leans Democrat has a political IQ of under 40 points and is completely ignorant of any issues and is too stupid to understand action consequence. So they just want them to think when they go to the voting booth, oh, Trump, Nazi. Oh, Trump, Ku Klux Klan. That's their strategy. That's funny, Joe, because it was you that eulogized Robert Byrd, known top KKK member. You even got choked up. You even started crying when you were eulogizing an actual KKK member. So maybe for a little memory refresher, here's Biden eulogizing former Klan member Robert Byrd.
If you just drive here, you cross the Robert C. Byrd Drive, the Robert C. Appalachian Highway, the Robert C. Library Learning Center, the Robert C. Byrd Clinic, the Robert C. Federal Building in Charleston, and on and on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, of course, it's more than the name we're not going to forget. It's his courage. He died like he lived. He died like he lived his life. He never stopped fighting. How many people would have hung on as long as he did? How many people would have had the ability to get back out of that hospital bed and get in a wheelchair and come in and vote? Vote for this. He never stopped thinking about his people and the things he cared about.
Known Ku Klux Klan recruiter and leader who had his own chapter in West Virginia, where he recruited hundreds of men, Democrat Robert Byrd, eulogized by Joe Biden, praised by Hillary Clinton. And Joe Biden is going to go on CBS and say Trump freed the Ku Klux Klan.
the Democrat Party came out of the Ku Klux Klan. You want to talk about taking their masks off? That's the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party used to run around in their white hoods, and then they took them off, and they started getting into Congress, and they started getting into local governments. That's who the Ku Klux Klan is. You know who started the Republican Party? Black men. So you know what the Ku Klux Klan's response was? The Democrat Party. That's the real history. But don't expect the CBS interviewer to hold Joe Biden's feet to the fire. Ku Klux Klan equals Democrat. And they just rewrite history. And they get away with it. Here's Biden admitting that Nancy Pelosi, or somebody, I guess, led the coup and forced him to drop out. Clip 23.
Look, the polls we had showed that it was a neck and neck race. Would have been down to the wire. But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races. And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic. You'd be interviewing me about why did Nancy Pelosi say, why did someone? And I thought it'd be a real distraction.
Oh, we were going to lose down ballot, so I was forced to drop out. Beautiful. Now, Pelosi, we've already played the clips last week, basically admitting that she pressured Biden out. And it was more of just a power play by her, just to remind everybody who really still runs the Democrat Party. It's Nancy Pelosi, who is older than Joe Biden, not quite as senile, but she's up there. So he admits, yep, it was a coup. They forced me out. So I gave him Kamala Harris and said, good luck. But what is Pelosi saying here about Joe's letter in clip 27?
I didn't accept the letter as anything but a letter. I mean, and another, there are some people who were unhappy with the letter. Let me say, some said that some people were unhappy with the letter. I'll put it in somebody else's mouth. Because it was a, I don't even know, it didn't sound like Joe Biden to me. It really didn't. So
there's either a clearly inebriated or mentally defective Nancy Pelosi basically saying, yeah, I don't know who wrote that letter, but it wasn't Joe Biden. Thanks, Nancy. Looks like you're finally being honest after 100 years in Congress.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkiewicz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy attempts to shut us down and the bad CRO we had here before who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Returned after a long week of nothing at the White House and then a weekend of napping at the beach, he returned to the White House and, in typical Biden form, wandered into the woods. Yep, just wandered into the woods. And Secret Service had to run over and try to figure out what the hell he's doing. Silver alert, Biden into the woods. Silver alert, Biden into the woods. Do you think we'll ever see or hear from Biden ever again? Seriously. He did that interview with CBS. That was Sunday. He did the Rangers at the White House where he could barely even know what's going on. I think that was Tuesday or Wednesday. And then he goes to the beach. And now he wanders into the woods upon returning home. I'm serious. I wonder if we'll ever... What are we going to see or hear from Biden in the next 85 days, if anything? If anything, quick cut here. Trump's rally in the weekend. Comrade Walz and Harris, he calls them. Clip 21.
If Comrade Walz and Comrade Harris win this November, the people cheering will be the pink-haired Marxists, the looters, the perverts, the flag burners, Hamas supporters, drug dealers, gun grabbers, and human traffickers. But with a Trump fans victory, the cheers will come from the police officers, the firefighters, the Border Patrol agents, the steel workers, small business owners, parents, and hardworking citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. And
well, he's right about all that. J.D. Vance was right when he said this. We have the best workers and the most gifted people in the world. We're held back by corrupt leadership that gets rich from American decline. Kamala Harris's border crisis gives her donors cheap labor and her party new voters. President Trump will fight for Americans first. Yeah, again, it's just everything that comes from this Harris campaign is just a blatant lie or misrepresentation. Oh, we're for the middle class. We're for the American worker. They're replacing the American worker with illegal border crossers. But they just get to have their cake and eat it, too, because their voters are that stupid. And that's the problem. By the way, this Tim Walz really is a strange, creepy guy. And it's ironic how everything they say about their opposition, they are. Tim Walz is weird. Look at some of this weirdness from over the weekend. Just give me clips 9 and 10, if you will. I don't even need the audio. It's just his mannerisms, his Joker smile. Like, what is that? What is that? His weird body gyrations? And what is this? Did you guys see that? What is that? That is a freak. Tim Walz is a freak. And I don't know, like part of me is you don't even go after the physical looks because it maybe it doesn't land. But I can't help it. I mean, this guy's, you know, sometimes there's just a vibe and you know, you stay away. You know what I mean? Like, somebody gives you the creepies, somebody gives you the heebie-jeebies, you stay away. Walz puts that stuff out there like a radiation gun. This guy just, his aura is creepy. His aura is just freak. And when he wants to show your son how to use a tampon, you know, maybe that's the one. So it's just weird. I mean, do I want to continue to play all these clips of him lying about his military service? I think that's been pretty well covered here. It's just there's just dozens of clips, dozens of articles, dozens of interviews. He just lies every time. So I guess we'll see if it lands or not. Oh, by the way, Chuck Schumer decided to go out to the Dominican Day parade in New York City. Didn't go so well for him. Clip 15.
Hey, Chuck. Dominicans actually hate your guts, right? Because you're a scumbag. You know that, right? You ruined New York. You're a loser. You're a loser, buddy. You're a loser.
So nice. I want to hear it twice.
Hey, Chuck. You know Dominicans actually hate your guts, right? Because you're a scumbag. You know that, right? You ruined New York. You're a loser. You're a loser, buddy. You're a loser.
Ah, that's nice. Good old Chuck Schumer. Having a time. Having himself a time. U.S. orders a missile submarine to Middle East aircraft carrier to sail quickly. So something's going down. Something's about to go down. Or they're anticipating something or they're going to start something. So, you know, the world is at war and Joe Biden's napping at the beach. Because why not? Why wouldn't he be? Camping World defiantly displays American flag after California officials order it taken down. The California officials did not like the giant USA flag flying at Camping World RV Center, so they demanded it be taken down. Camping World said, F you, we're keeping it up, you dirty Democrats, you anti-American liberals. So the Democrats call for the U.S. flag to be removed, and then they say, and then they go to a Kamala Harris campaign, we're fighting for America, we love America. Not an American flag in sight. This is pretty wild. New York church to be converted into mosque. You should see this St. Anne Church in Buffalo, New York. I mean, talk about a piece of art. Talk about beautiful architecture, just a stunning church. And it's being converted into a mosque after a Muslim group purchased it for $250,000. And it had some issues, some structural issues. It needed some repairs. So the Muslim community stepped up and fundraised $250,000 to buy it. They'll probably fundraise another $250,000 or more to renovate it. Where is the Catholic community? The Catholic community could not find a way to save this church? The Catholic community could not find a way to save beautiful
St. Anne's Cathedral, a monument to Catholic tradition and architecture and beauty, and the Muslim community comes in and has no problem buying it and renovating it? Where's the Vatican? Where's the Catholic community? That's pathetic. But see, really, at the end of the day, this is why Christians have been losing, because they don't take action. They are complacent, where Muslims and Jews are not. Muslims and Jews organize, activate, and engage as a community. Christians, Catholics, do not do it. And it's like the realest Christian church you can even find is in some prop-up tent in a field in Tennessee. And then they just let this beautiful building get sold and renovated by Muslims. I mean, if that isn't a sign of the times of the Christian standard and the Christian civilization falling, I don't know what is. Oh, maybe what's going on in Britain today? That might be it. By the way, we talked about the education system that Democrats run. Let's check in on that. Chicago Teachers Union head says standardized tests are junk science rooted in white supremacy. So, you see, that's because the education standard or the education level in Chicago is very, very bad. Not a single student in 30 schools in the city of Illinois can read at grade level. Not a single one. In 53 Chicago schools, not a single student can do math at a grade level. Now, this is, again, the Illinois Department of Education and Teachers Union, which is run by Democrats. So nobody is getting high scores on the standardized tests, specifically in the Democrat community, specifically in Chicago. So they just say, you know what? We don't want these tests anymore. And then they come out at the Kamala Harris campaign and they say, yeah, the education system isn't for education. It's for indoctrination. They just admit it. And then the students at the schools fail and can't read or write or do basic math. All right. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. We are going live after this to cover the Musk-Trump interview. So stay tuned right here at InfoWars.com/show and band.video.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show. We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.